Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to celebrate the grace and the Feast of Pentecost. But to do that, I want to touch on today's gospel reading, one of my favorites from the Gospel of Mark. It is as follows. It says, some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. You know, the religious leaders were always trying to get Jesus, to trap Jesus, which was impossible. He was too wise, too shrewd. But here they're trying to get him to contradict himself or to get him to say something that gets him in trouble with Caesar. So here we go. He said, they came and said to him, teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you're not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. First off, isn't Jesus amazing? Don't you love it? This is one of the things he wants to help all of us with, you know, through the gift of the Holy Spirit as we are more and more conformed to Jesus. He says, teacher, we know that you are a truthful man. So he wants to help all of us live and speak the truth every day of our lives. It's not difficult to see today, especially how hard it is for human beings to be truth tellers. I mean, look at our politics, look at even in the church, things that have all kinds of things. And so Jesus wants to empower us to be free, to be able to speak the truth and to live it. And it goes on to say, and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. Wow, that's another great gift. To walk not in the fear of men, not to be living in the minds of other people, not looking always to have a favorable opinion, to do whatever it takes to get a favorable opinion from the powers that be or whoever matters. Jesus didn't do that. You know, he knew what was in the heart of man. He loves us, but he wasn't impressed with our status. So he goes on to say, you do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. This is one really good way to follow in the footsteps of Jesus for us, especially now. And if there's any leaders in the church or any politicians even who are listening today in particular, understand this is what you're called to do in a unique way. And to model for the church or to model for society that you do not regard a person's status, but you teach the way of God or you the way you live. Those Catholics and others who are involved in politics, you live in the truth. You will not let the truth be manipulated, but you'll walk in the truth. Because with a certain fear of God, you know, a healthy fear of God, because you know that every human being deserves the truth. They're children of God. They're made for the truth. And to deceive and to lie is really destructive and very offensive to God. But it goes on. Now they're going to try to trip him. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay? So they're trying to trap him to say, okay, if you say yes, we should pay, then you're getting in trouble with the religious leaders. And if you say no, then you're going to get in trouble because you're denying to what, you know, belongs to Caesar. So how does Jesus answer? He said, knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at. They brought one to him, and he said to them, whose image and inscription is this? They replied, Caesar's. So Jesus said to them, okay, repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. They were utterly amazed at this. And so it's so amazing. The responses that Jesus elicits from people spontaneously is usually amazement, awe, fear, things like that. He just shook people because of his authority, and he's just so utterly different. But it's beautiful. What is Jesus saying, you know? Whose imprint is on the coin? Whose image? The icon? Who is it? It's Caesar. Okay. If his image is on this coin, then give it to him. Fair enough. The question, what the point Jesus is trying to make is, whose image do you bear? Whose stamp is on you? You bear the image of your Father in heaven. So give to God what belongs to God. Give Caesar his coin, but give your life to God. You belong to him. You were made by him, for him, by him. And now in Christ, we've been purchased at a price. Isn't that beautiful? We're purchased at a price. And this purchase happened in our baptism. When your life and mine was applied, the cross of Jesus Christ was applied to our life. The blood of Christ was poured over us. And the way Paul puts it, chapter 6 of Romans, is we were put to death. We died. The old man that had claim on his own image, who had claim, you know, like acting as if I'm the source of my own existence and I can go my own way. I was under this dominion of darkness, the reign of sin, which always resists God. It's full of delusion and darkness. It's under demonic, it's a demonic stronghold over the mind of human beings that are not yet baptized into Christ. To believe that you actually have a life on your own somehow apart from God, the one who literally is holding you in being, whether you acknowledge it or not, every single second of every day. But in Christ, in baptism, the cross of Christ was applied to our life, to your life and mine, to our lives. And we, as I say, were the old man was put to death, was crucified with Christ. And that's it, was put to death. And a new man was raised. A new woman was raised in the Spirit, in the power of the Spirit that's in Jesus. And the stamp and the image of the Son, boom, was put upon us. You know, we were marked in baptism by that sign of the cross. We were claimed by Christ, and the church bears witness to it. So give to Caesar what's Caesar's, and give to God what belongs to God. You can say, well, how do I do that? What does that mean exactly? Well, it means, first of all, that I seek God first above all other things. Like St. Paul would say, I make it now my aim to please God. And how can I do that? By the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit in my life. The power that raised Jesus from the dead has been given to you and to me. It's that, as I said yesterday, how Jesus spoke about it in the Gospels, it's that stream of living water that flows from the heart of God. It flows through the Son right to us. He can give it to us. And as He claims us, one person at a time, one heart at a time, and He unites us to a life and a power that heals us, that empowers us, and that picks us up and carries us in a stream toward the Father. It gives us a new power within the fallen human heart. He heals it. He said He was going to give us a new heart. He promised it through the prophets when the Holy Spirit would be poured out. What's that new heart for? It's a heart that's free to love. And it's the heart, a heart that is free to love in a rightly ordered way. What does that mean? Jesus said the first commandment, to love God, the commandment to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is the first and the greatest of all the commandments. This is what you were made for. Human fulfillment is wrapped up in this. Human success, you might say, if that's the right term, is wrapped up in this. You were made to love God, to be a part of the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that communion of love. And it's made possible by the Holy Spirit that was poured into your heart, as Paul tells us in the letter to the Romans. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead has been poured into your heart, and that Spirit subdues the drives of your flesh, that thing in you and me that says, me first, I want to be the center, I want to call the shots. I want everybody to recognize me. I want life on my terms. I want to secure my own happiness, my own comfort, my own fame, whatever it is. When we're baptized into Christ, that drive gets put to death. Now, it still hangs around, and we still have the devil that fights against us, that tries to awaken that. But we're given a power. The greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And this is for everybody. I don't care how educated or uneducated you are, how wealthy or lacking in wealth, how much power, influence, doesn't matter. Remember, Jesus is not impressed with human status. It passes away. It's not a big deal. You know, it's just not. What's a big deal is becoming a child of God. It's living as a child of God. Jesus did all this so that the Spirit could be given to you and in the core of your being, in the core of your being, the voice of God would speak and teach your spirit. Jesus said He's going to give the Holy Spirit that He'll teach you everything. that I taught you. He'll remind you of everything. He'll be your advocate. He'll be your counselor. He'll console you. He'll strengthen you. He'll empower you for mission. So it's all there. At the core of it, what Jesus is searching for and why he's done this is the Holy Spirit, is the love between the Father and the Son, is now given to you, and you can have fellowship with God. This is the most important thing in your life. This is the greatest treasure that you bear in this earthen vessel. And friends, we're really experiencing it now, aren't we? The limitations of human life, the brokenness of human life, the frightening realities that the world, the trials the world throws at us. This is a treasure, Scripture says, that will never be taken away from you. You can give it away by yielding to sin and the rest, but this is the treasure that this world cannot take away and cannot destroy, and it's the presence of the Spirit in you, already teaching you and empowering you, enabling you to accept the truth that you're a child of God, that God is your Father, and the Spirit opens up the Trinity, the Father and the Son, to us in particular to help us see. Jesus said to see him is to see the Father, so we know the limitless love Jesus had. While we were yet sinners, Christ came for us. He doesn't come to condemn us. He comes to rescue us, comes to save us. And who Jesus is who we're becoming. That is children of God. He's the firstborn of the new creation. And so the Spirit helps us in our weakness, and our weakness that says the self-condemnation, the shame, or the pride, or the arrogance, or whatever is in us. The Spirit subdues the drives of the flesh and awakens in us a heart, a pure heart, that cries out to God as our Father. Abba, Father. Jesus tells us today in this gospel, you belong to God. Paul could say, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. This is what it means to be Christian. Friends, this is what the Lord, I personally believe, what this whole part of the upside or the positive of, you know, this terrible time that we're all going through is the opportunity to get off the treadmill a little bit and to be still and know that God is God. And to face the fear of death, to face the things in us that control our emotions and our mind, and to begin to say, Lord, I surrender. I trust in you. By the Spirit of God, Lord, subdue in me all these drives that fill me with so much fear and anxiety and anger and confusion. Friends, it's important to be able to name and see these emotions, but to bring everything under the feet of Christ. In the midst of all, to say, no, I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live in rage and anger. Yes, I'm going to grieve with sadness, totally normal and healthy thing to do. But I'm going to put my trust in God. I know the promise I've already been given. I know the treasure I've received. I know where my life is going. I know the Spirit of God has come to dwell in me, and I literally have nothing to fear. Isn't that beautiful? You literally bear in an earthen vessel the treasure of heaven itself. Friends, let's rejoice in it. Let's receive it. Let's walk in it. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.